I'm your host, Joe Thomas, and you're listening to the Faith at Work podcast. So today, we continue with our reboot series. Last episode, I'm sure we all had some wonderful perspectives on choosing a life of purpose and intentional living. Today, our topic is, what's your disposition? In a sense, it's all about asking that simple question to all of you, how are you feeling today? I found a very interesting post on Facebook from one of my friends who posted with a choice of emoticons and asked people to choose the most appropriate emoticon based on how they're feeling. So the choices were from the saddest smiley, the crying smiley, all the way to a joyful smiley. My question to you today, all you're tuning in, what's that emotion that you're going through right now? What's your dominant disposition? And that's the topic we have for today. What's your disposition in this lockdown period as we continue to be isolated, away from people, and going through the motions of life? And I'd like to ask the same question to a special guest who's with us in the studio, a very dear friend of mine, a fellow John Maxwell certified coach, a Gallup coach, and the president of the Genesis One training company. Ladies and gentlemen, would you join me in virtually welcoming Coach Alfred Yap? Hey, Alfred. How's it going? How are you feeling? And what are your initial insights that you would like to share with the listeners today?
Well, hello, Joe. Hello to everyone. All is well in our front over here. Actually, there is a sense of excitement that in the end of the lockdown seems to be at hand by mid-May or so. And so we are really stepping up and getting everything in place for the new normal. And for us, that actually means migrating to online training courses and the necessary setups and preparations we need to get that going.
Wow, I just caught on to that word that you mentioned about excitement, Alf. I mean, that was, you know, it's so important for all the listeners to get that. You know, you're in lockdown for the last 45 plus days. And running a training company in the traditional format of physically doing public runs of seminars and meeting clients face to face and running those training programs has, I'm sure it has impacted the way your business has been done over the lockdown period. But still, that sense of excitement in the midst of all of this too, and to be able to have a positive head, and then on top of that, to embrace a new normal, you know, to come to terms with that reality that this is going to be the new normal, and looking at those trends, those shifts that you're able to see, that the shift of moving from a physical platform all the way to a virtual platform, that's what I call, you know, an amazing disposition to have, you know, in the midst of crisis, to think clearly and plan clearly, and not only think and plan, but to shift your business, the direction, in a way, what the world is going to be as a new normal. So thank you for that initial kick you're given in this conversation so far, Coach Alf. Thank you for that. But, you know, for me, the follow-up question to you is, why is it so important to have that joyful disposition during these trying times of life?
Well, actually, Joe, that goes without saying. There are multiple verified studies that correlate your disposition to your immunity. And that is so important nowadays, regardless of this lockdown being lifted, relaxed, extended, or whatever. I can see that in our new normal setup, it is going to be very imperative to keep your immunity up. And your outlook and disposition have a massive impact on that. I mean, think about it. If every time you go out, you deal with people, you meet people, you're going to be overcome by fear, then that's going to be really crippling. So having a joyful disposition will help you transition to this new way of life much easier and much faster.
Wow, that is loaded. And my dear listeners, as you have listened to Coach Alf, it's important to zoom into that word called the connection between the joyful disposition to your immunity. In essence, while you maintain that joyful disposition, you're actually trying to build a self-defense in your own physical bodies, at the same time trying to have that positive outlook that makes you also think properly. And that correlation is just amazing, right? So I'm learning a lot from Coach Alf in that one powerful statement he made, that it's, if I may paraphrase it, it's a connection between a joyful disposition to your immunity in creating the impact that you would like to have. In a sense, you cannot actually think about the future or be even impactful if you don't find security in the new normal, in your current situation as of now. So it's so difficult as a business leader to really make those shifts if you don't see the silver lining in the midst of the crisis. And I think Coach Alf has just demonstrated us to us. And I think let's borrow that thinking, that outlook that he carries. And maybe that's going to encourage most of us as we go through this situation and as we aim to reboot. And that's part of a series, as we aim to reboot. So thank you, Coach Alf. I have another question to you. I hope I can ask one more question to you at the show.
Sure.
All right. So here's my question, right? And I'd like to put it, it's a loaded one. What does it take for you to remain joyful? I know it's not easy, but to maintain, to have that disposition, there should be something, there should be some secret behind keeping yourself so joyful.
That is a tough question. Personally, I see joy as something that emanates from inside out rather than something outside in. So that would require that you be a source of joy from the inside and not just a recipient of joy from the outside. That means it's already there inside of you. People say that you should not lose your joy when you are in fear and you're apprehensive. And that's precisely what happens. We lose it because of fear. And we're anxious about things that are about to come because we really don't know what's ahead. Though we may not know what the future holds, we do know who holds the future. So that being the case, we need to remain focused on God, for He holds the future, and know that all of His promises for us are good, and that we should just hang on to that. And by doing so, that allows us to remain joyful.
Wow. What a statement. I think that's a statement of the day. We may not know what the future holds, but we know who holds the future. Listeners, that was an amazing statement. And I think that is the vaccine for us to think straight in this situation today, to cast our burdens onto the Lord, to lift our cares unto Him. Because you and me thinking about and worrying about that, just like what Coach Alf just spoke about, you know, keep on thinking about the future and worrying about it is not going to help. But rather, let's surrender our future to the one who is under control. Thank you for that, Coach Alf. You know, in this series of Reboot, we've been on it for the last 3 weeks, and the big idea behind doing it is to help our listeners to effectively help them to come out of this crisis, to become far more stronger in their personality, in their faith, a leader. And my aim today is to encourage everybody here that yes, we can be joyful in the midst of this situation. And you know, it reminds me of a story. And before I tell the story, it's so important. The real source of joy and the real source of peace is the Lord Jesus Christ. And without Him, you and me can never be having the real peace and joy in our lives. It's not available in the supermarkets. It's not available to buy online. So I want to tell a story while we close this episode, and it's something that rings into my mind, and I just want to share it right now here itself. It's the story about Horatio Spafford. This is a story way back in the 1800s, and he was a wealthy businessman. Used to be pretty successful in everything he does. He had a family. I mean, he was happily married with 5 children, 4 daughters, 1 son. But in the 1800s, somewhere in 1870 or so, he lost his son to pneumonia. And after that, another tragic incident happened that his entire business was gutted down by the Great Chicago Fire. And while he was trying to rebuild his business in the next couple of years, while things were starting to get back to the normal mode, he had one major tragedy. His wife and 4 daughters were on a ship on the way to Europe. And in the middle of the ocean, they had a head-on collision with another vessel. And the 4 daughters that he had sunk into the sea along with 200-plus passengers. The survivor was his wife, who telegrammed his husband about the entire incident. And Mrs. Spafford took up the next available ship to sail to Europe. And while he was sailing, the captain came to him and saying, "Mrs. Spafford, I want you to pay attention. This is the very place where your daughters met with that tragedy and they got sunk under the sea. And I'm telling you, if you listeners are ever have ever sung this song, it is well with my soul." This is that same song that was penned down and written down by Horatio Spafford. In the midst of tragedy after tragedy, he penned down that beautiful song. "No matter what happens to me today, no matter tragedies might have struck me, but I know that my hope is far beyond this. My hope is anchored on the Lord Jesus Christ. So no matter what happens, it is well with my soul." And I'm telling you, my dear friends, it takes a lot of joy, a lot of courage to have that disposition, which is available for you and for me today. And it's as easy as believing in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And you can experience the same joy what we are experiencing today. So with that, I'd like to thank Coach Al for that wonderful insight. It kind of, he set me going. They always say iron sharpens iron, and thank you, Coach, for that inspiring perspective that you shared, which kind of, you know, helped us to have this wonderful conversation here on this podcast. So thank you, appreciate your time to come on the show. But before we close, any parting message you'd like to have or give to our listeners?
Well, first of all, thank you very much, Joe, for having me on the podcast. For everyone else listening in, I just want to encourage you, keep your peace. Don't lose your joy. Please don't be moved by the need, the circumstances, or the opportunities that are abounding around you right now. But be moved by God and all His good promises to you and for you. Focus on Him. And if you can do that, then all will be well, because all is well, because God is in control. So once again, thank you, Joe, for having me. As always, it is an honor and a privilege to be with you.
Thank you, Coach Alf, and a big amen to what you said. Thank you for tuning in, and for all our listeners, thank you very much. Let this message of this podcast stay with you and find enough inputs for you to really reflect and come out stronger as you reboot. And we'll continue with our reboot series and get more perspectives as we continue to have more guests on the show. So till we talk to each other next week, remain joyful. Yes, you have the choice. And hold that image. Cheers.